This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. For the estimated 6 million American Muslims, the current spotlight on Islam presents hazards and opportunities. A Muslim congregation in Raleigh, North Carolina, has decided to use September 11th as an unprecedented chance to explain their religion. John Dewin of American Radio Works has the second report in a series on American Muslims.
The week of September 11th, attendance was sparse for Friday prayers at the Islamic Center of Raleigh. The school run by the center was closed for 4 days because somebody called in a bomb threat. And after more than a dozen other anti-Muslim incidents in North Carolina, a lot of Muslims stayed home.
والله سبحانه وتعالى يبين لنا في أكثر من موضع.
But at Friday prayers in the following weeks, the mosque's imam, Muhammad Bayanoni, stepped to the pulpit not to complain about the mistreatment of Muslims. In fact, calls of support to the Islamic Center far outnumbered harassing calls. Instead, the imam issued a challenge to his congregation.
So what do we learn from the dreadful event that took place on September 11th?
In the English translation of his sermon, the imam said the Quran unmistakably condemns the killing of innocents. But because the prime suspects in the terror attacks are Muslims, cloaking themselves in the language of holy war, many Americans are suspicious of all Muslims. That, the imam told his congregation, shows American Muslims have done a poor job with public relations.
When this crime took place, we realized that we have weak relationships with non-Muslims. How do we deliver the Islamic message if we don't have good and well-established relationships with non-Muslims?
The Islamic Center of Raleigh draws about 1,700 people for Friday prayers every week. Most are immigrants from the Middle East, though the congregation also includes South Asians, Africans, and American converts, black and white. 20 years ago, Raleigh had just a few hundred Muslim residents, most of them university students. Now, an estimated 10,000 Muslims live in Raleigh.
The growth has been in immigration, the growth has been in conversion, the growth has been in children, you know, birth.
Ihsan Bagby is a professor of international relations at Shaw University in Raleigh and an expert on Muslims in the United States. He says, like other new immigrant groups, American Muslims have largely stayed to themselves. But September 11th came as an alarm bell.
Now you can't sit back and say we're going to focus on ourselves, because we're, in doing so, we're endangering ourselves. And that's the motivation, that it is in our own self-interest that people understand us, that understand that we're not terrorists, you know, that we are good citizens, and that we have something to contribute to America.
Welcome to the panel discussion that we had, you know, announced. This is concerning the recent public relations media campaign that has been started by IAR.
On a recent Friday evening at the Islamic Association of Raleigh, about 100 members of the congregation sit on the carpeted floor of the prayer hall. They talk about how to proceed post September 11 and how to learn from the media savvy of non-Muslims.
It is also, there is a program in the TV, it's called 700 Club, and this is like a Christian program. I really admire them because they know what are they doing.
Kariman Alam makes clear she admires the Christian cable network for its use of the medium, not for its message. She recalls a program host reading a letter from a child who said he'd been told Islam was a peaceful religion.
And the anchor told him, I'm sorry, Islam is a bloody religion. No matter what they are going to say, it is a bloody religion. Now, this is a TV show, and it is shown to everybody. So I think we should open, like, talk to people from outside.
The Raleigh Mosque isn't about to launch any TV shows, but it has a committee devoted to dawah, or outreach. Volunteer Labid Al-Qadi heads the committee. In the parking lot at the mosque, he and several other volunteers load boxes of brochures into the trunk of Al-Qadi's Toyota.
These are something called Discover Islam booklets that we've ordered. So we kept like 1,000 in the Islamic Center, and the rest of them, they said there is no space. So I volunteered to take them home.
Until recently, the mosque's outreach committee consisted of a few people fielding the occasional query from a school or church group or visiting prison inmates.
But now, because of the enormous demand and requests by emails, by in-person, by phone calls, we've asked for volunteers, and a lot of people really came forth to help us out in that endeavor.
In recent weeks, Al-Qadi has given presentations to classes from a local high school that had never visited the mosque before.
Yes, sir.
Are prayers held in English or in Arabic?
And his committee is planning get-togethers between mosque members and church congregations. A few local Muslims are taking their own initiative, as Iyad Hindi explained at the evening panel discussion.
There was my own personal experience, and some of the brothers who have shared with me. Last weekend, we went to our neighbors and knocked at the doors and gave them some brochures about Islam and so on. I was amazed by the very warm and positive response from the neighbors.
Hindi lives in a well-trimmed two-year-old subdivision on the edge of Raleigh. The diverse neighborhood includes a sprinkling of Muslim families. Hindi's neighbor, two doors down, Bobby Jenkins, says he'd never spoken with Hindi before September 11th. But since then, they've had several conversations about Islam.
It's fair to say that I have a level of interest in every religion that holds footing in the Middle East that I didn't have before September 11th, and I want to know a lot more about everything.
Jenkins and his fiancée threw a neighborhood get-together after the terror attacks, something they'd long talked about but hadn't gotten around to. He says 65 families came, including a number of Muslims. Children sold lemonade to raise money for New York City. Like Muslims who are suddenly eager to make contact with their non-Muslim neighbors, Jenkins says his motive for throwing the street party was, in part, self-preservation.
Just as I did not want my neighbors, my Muslim neighbors, to be worrisome about repercussions from me or my neighbors, I didn't want to be worrisome about my Muslim neighbors.
Muslim leaders in Raleigh say there's bound to be tensions and bumps in the road as Muslims and non-Muslims get to know each other. Imam Bayononi of the Islamic Association of Raleigh says eventually he hopes Muslims will start to exert a real presence not only in neighborhoods and PTA meetings, but by bringing their values to America's public square, just as other religious groups have done.
As we know from our study, Islam will find solutions for many American society problems in the spiritual level, in moral and behavior, and in crime level. And really, we call our American society to look toward Islam, not necessarily to take it as a whole faith. Take from it what you feel really it's beneficial to your society.
For NPR News in Raleigh, North Carolina, this is John Biewen, American Radio Works.